Going to share with you a wild chiddush from the Chasam Sofer, which, had he not said it, I wouldn't think anyone would make the suggestion. But he asks as follows: the question is, "Hakol kol Yaakov ha'yadayim de Esav." It bothers many of the commentaries and many of us when we read the parsha that Yaakov and Rivka, we assume, are pretty wise and are strategic in trying to get the brachos from Yitzchak. They only think to get the food and put on Esav's clothing, but not talk like Esav? I mean, shouldn't that be part of the game plan? The strategy is to make sure that your voice sounds like Esav when you're talking, so you don't say please and you don't act respectfully, you don't mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Talk like Esav. The fact that you gave Yitzchak a Pesach, an opening to suspect that it's not the right person, seems a bit strange. Why did Yaakov not change his voice? So the Chasam Sofer says something wild. The Chasam Sofer writes that Yitzchak actually suspected that this may happen. Yitzchak suspected that Yaakov may try to steal the brachos. So he pulled Esav to the side and said, "When you come back with that food, I want you to speak like Yaakov. Therefore, when I touch you, I'll know you're Esav. And when I hear your voice talking like Yaakov, I'll know that you're definitely the right person." Rivka overheard this conversation, relayed the information to Yaakov, and that is exactly what happened. Hakol kol Yaakov v'hayidayim yidei Esav was actually exactly what Yitzchak was suspecting. And therefore, there was no hesitation in the bracha. As soon as he felt the yidayim yidei Esav and he heard the kol kol Yaakov, that is exactly how he knew that this was the right person who was supposed to get the bracha. Of course, it ended up that it was not the person that he had assumed who would be receiving the brachos. But nevertheless, that was the strategy, and that is exactly what Yaakov and Rivka set out to do. It's a wild chiddush, because according to this approach, Yitzchak is suspecting that Yaakov is going to steal the brachos, but for what reason would he even think that Yaakov would steal the brachos from his brother? A big, big chiddush from the Chasam Sofer. Rav Yaakov Weinberg Zatzal, the late Rosh Yeshiva from Neri Yisrael, has a different approach to answer this question. But the way that he, in order to understand the question or to answer the question about why the Kol Kol Yaakov, how this all came together, we have to go back for a moment to try to understand who Yitzchak felt should be the leader of the Jewish people. Because Yitzchak's concern at this time was that the next power, the next enemy or arch enemy that the Jews would have to face would be Lavan. Lavan was the next Russia that they would have to manage to subdue. And Yitzchak understood that for this type of enemy, they needed someone who had cunning, who had guile. And Yitzchak identified Esav as the one with the cunning. Yaakov was a Yoshev Ohalim. He was an Ishtam. He didn't have it in him. But at the same time, he understood Esav's shortcoming, which is that he wasn't so committed to Torah and mitzvos. He didn't have the spirituality. But he had the street smarts. So Yitzchak loved Esav more because Yitzchak continued to give Esav whatever he could in order to continue to develop him to reach that potential to be the one, the chosen one, who could defeat Lavan. But what happens? Yaakov now has an opportunity. Yaakov now, by the brachos, comes along and he puts on the big day Esav. And he says, "Anochi Esav b'chorecha." And Yitzchak thinks for a minute and says, "Hold on a second. Hakol kol Yaakov v'hayadayim de'esav. His voice is the same. Why is his voice is like Yaakov, but his hands are like Esav. Why is his voice like Yaakov? This must be Yaakov. And you know what? I've misunderstood Yaakov all along. I've misunderstood his character. Yaakov also has guile. Yaakov also has cunning, because Yaakov could have easily changed his voice to be like Esav's voice, but he specifically didn't to prove to his father that he had the ability to do so, because he already put on Esav's clothing. And at that point, Yitzchak said to himself, "Ah, I'm going to play along with this one. Now that I know that Yaakov has the combination of cunning as well as Torah and spirituality, he's the one that deserves the brachos." And that's the pshat, Anochi Esav Bechorecha. He said to him, he stopped, he paused, Anochi, as Rashi explains, "I, Esav, is your firstborn," as if to say to his father, "You see, I can play that game too. I have that cunning, I have that ability to be deceiving. If I need to, I could have said to you, Anochi Esav Bechorecha, without a pause." All this was to show Yitzchak the courage, the power, the strength, the guile of Yaakov. So why did Yaakov not change his voice? According to Rav Weinberg, he didn't change his voice to prove to his father that he could have if he wanted to, but he didn't to show him that he has it in him, and therefore give him a chance, and that is exactly what he did. So those are the two different mahalchim to understand, to explain why it is that Yaakov didn't change his voice. According to Jacob Weinberg, it was to prove to his father that he was worthy. According to the Chasam Sofer, the reason is precisely that Yitzchak told Esav to change his voice to Yaakov's voice when going to receive before he would receive, or in order to receive the brachos. Have a wonderful day.